I'm pleased to welcome to the program Father Michael Ambakis. He is the presiding priest at the Annunciation Cathedral in Houston, Texas, that we know has been severely affected. The area has been severely affected by Hurricane Harvey with unbelievable rain and just a lot of issues right now going on. So, Father Michael, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule. First of all, how are you? How's your family?
Thank God, we're doing fine personally. We were a little bit worried initially. We've had unbelievable amounts of rain. People say it's biblical, and I think that's very close to the truth. So, thank God, we're doing well.
Okay, good. How about the church itself? Because I know you're under a major construction project, aren't you?
We are. We're expanding our cathedral sanctuary, which is a year and a half project, and we have a year to go. But thankfully, with the project, nothing happened there. We set up some pumps and sandbags, and everything was okay. Mm-hmm. And we just suffered a few minor roof leaks in some Sunday school classrooms and in our hall, but they're very minor, and they only ruined a few ceiling tiles. So thank God.
All right. Well, obviously, we're extremely proud of you there at the Annunciation Cathedral as an alum of our school. And we wanted to make sure that you are okay in reaching out to you. What has been sort of your synopsis of what's been transpiring as you see people in Houston react to this devastating hurricane?
Well, overall, it's been very tragic, but the response of the people of Texas and in particular Houston has been unbelievable. The people have been helping people, strangers, neighbors, really reaching out, everything from rescue. I have a young man, a young adult in my parish who was literally rescuing people with an army transport truck that he has as a hobby. He has this truck that he uses as a hobby, and he gassed it up and he literally went out and saved hundreds of people that he didn't even know. He went all over the city because the truck was able to go through, 10 or 12 feet of water. And so that's the kind of response that we've had. It's been wonderful.
That's phenomenal. Is there any indication as to when the water will subside or recede, or are we still in a position of where more rain is falling there in Houston?
Well, the rain, for the most part, has moved to the eastern part of the state, about 90 miles east of us, into the Beaumont, Port Arthur area. And there is a small parish in Port Arthur, St. George, and the church is, it's holding up okay at this point. So the sun is actually starting to come out today. It's still very cloudy, but it's starting to come out, and the water is receding in some areas, but in other areas next to the certain rivers, it's starting to rise, and they're having to let out water from certain reservoirs on purpose, and that regrettably is going to flood some homes because they just can't help it.
Right. Well, Father Michael, you continue to be in our prayers. We are very, very pleased to hear your voice. Those of us here on the Holy Hill of Hellenic College, Holy Cross, we reach out to you. We are proud of you. We ask you to remain strong and know that we are praying for you and for everyone in the city of Houston. God bless you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you to all of the alumni and clergy from around the country who I haven't heard from in many, many years have reached out, and some that I don't even know. So thank you very much.
Okay. Be well, my friend. Thank you.